right, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and now it's time for your daily numbers. What are the numbers?
The numbers are 179, number 335, number 406, number 479, number 561, number 782, number 825, number 900, number 990. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, numbers lady. Thanks once again for such lovely numbers. And now, it is time. It's time for that thing that comes after the numbers. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that this is the point at which I drink tea. Oh, yeah. Tea. It's good. I like it. Yeah. One more. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I gotta remember to do it this way next time. I made my tea slightly less sweet today. For the last couple days, I've been using the usual amount of sugar, but then I think, yeah, I get drinking it and get down towards the bottom. This is too much. It's too sweet. This is not the way it should be, Tobe. What are you thinking? So, this morning when I made tea, I made sure to use a little bit less sugar. And yes, I've nailed it once again. Oh my God, so good. Oh yeah. Oh, I love drinking tea. Now, in other news. Okay, hold on a second. Wait, a thing is happening. Pippa, hi. Pippa has arrived. Now, you don't want to play with the cables. Don't play with the cords. Somebody thinks it's Kitty Spaghetti time. It's not Kitty Spaghetti time. It's not Kitty Spaghetti time for you. No. Okay, what are you doing? What are cats doing here? What? Okay, come on. If you want to do kitty business, you gotta move your kitty butt, first of all. It's in the wrong place. And okay, that's good. Now we get the kitty banky ready. Okay, come on. Alright, now you're on the wrong side of the banky. Do you notice how you are under the banky and not on top of the banky? Right, yeah, okay, so we'll move this over. Now, yeah. What are you looking at me with that weird face? Come on, squinty face. Now, yeah, move your butt. Come on, get on top of the banky. We do this 4 times a day. How's my cat not figured this out yet? Did you just wake up? Are you too sleepy to understand? Here we go. Cat licking my hand. Yeah, okay. There, okay, we've got it all figured out. Jesus, didn't take a whole hell of a lot of effort, did it? Okay, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, I remember. As my cat settles in here, and I pet the kitty, do some kitty business, because it's kitty business time. It's time to let you know what's been going on in my head for the last 24 hours. Guess what I have? Guess what I have? I have gambling fever! Yes, my yearly gambling fever has taken a grip on my soul. And I've been a gambling. I'm a gambling fool. Actually, I say that and I assume you understand that that is, you know, sarcasm. I am not, in fact, a gambling fool. I'm actually pretty smart when it comes to gambling. As such, I don't really do it a lot, but, you know, it happens. This tea happens, too. Now, when it comes to gambling, I have a few rules, and these are rules that you should be following as well. Because the thing about gambling is, be smart. Act like you got some education. Act like you know how to do math problems. Don't be a mark. Don't be a straight-up sucker. Do not be a mark. So anyway, one of the most important rules in the Tobe system of gambling is to always, 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 without fail, take a free bet. If somebody offers you a free bet, take it. Do not refuse under any circumstances. In a free bet, you cannot lose money. That's the whole problem with gambling. You could lose your money. Well, with a free bet, you don't lose your money now, do you? So you can only win money. And that's what we've been doing lately. Okay, well, sit down. Pippa's still shifting and moving around. There you go. That's good, baby. So, I do like free bets. I will take every free wager I can get my hands on. As such, I've lived my life in a proper way, such that my state lottery commission will send me free coupons for free lottery tickets. And sometimes they will send coupons for discounted lottery tickets, which I usually don't bite on. As a matter of fact, I don't think I have yet. What basically, I'll get a coupon that says, you know, buy three such and such lottery tickets, get one free, or buy five, get two free. Yeah, that's still a good deal, and that's still a smart bet, taking those bets, because if you're only paying 80 cents to win a dollar on a 50-50 deal, which is not what's really happening, but regardless, cheaper lottery tickets are not the advantage of a cheaper bet somewhere else at different odds. But we're not going to go into that. What we're talking about today is coupons from the lottery that supply us with free tickets. And yesterday, after Dubious Goals Committee, I had to run over to this grocery store and get some sugar for my tea and some other stuff, including tea and some chicken. And I used one of my coupons. I thought, you know, I gotta use these coupons up. I've had these coupons for 9 and 7 months, respectively, and they have to be used before the last day of the year. These coupons do expire, and they expire at the end of December. So I thought, well, I think now's as good a time as any. So I got me my free lottery ticket using one of my coupons. And the coupon was good for a ticket for a game called 2x2. This is not the Mega Millions jackpot. This isn't anything like that. This is a smaller game, slightly better odds, you know, poor payoff. I don't even remember what the maximum prize in this game is. I looked it up some years ago. I don't think it's more than, was it like $20,000 or something like that? I don't remember. And so I got the free ticket. And the coupon was for a quick pick ticket, meaning the computer randomly chooses some numbers for you. And I thought, okay, well, that's fine. You know, free bet is a free bet, right? So the I forget exactly how this game is played, but basically you pick 4 two-digit numbers or something of that nature, or is it between 0 and 60 or 0 and 30? No, 0 and 30 is my day. This is 2x2. I can't remember. Two of the numbers are designated red. Two of the numbers are designated white. Do not understand why they have to have this designation just to make it look complicated or more fun or something for the marks. And you get some random numbers. You know how much I like random numbers. It's not like we listened to any random numbers 8 minutes ago, 9 minutes ago. And so I got the ticket, and I don't even remember what the numbers were. I don't even care. So I held on to the ticket. And I'm not sure when the drawing is during the day. This is a game that is drawn daily. This is a daily play game. And I, for some reason in my mind, I'm thinking that the numbers are drawn at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m., maybe 9 p.m., I don't remember. But I had to go back out around 11 p.m., so I thought to myself, oh, I'm just going to drop into the bodega here, where they have one of those little automatic ticket checkers, because I don't watch the draw. I don't care. I don't watch the draw to find out what numbers are drawn. I do not go online to find out what numbers are drawn. I don't care. It's of no interest to me. So I just take the ticket to, you know, one of the, what do they call those things? The discoverers. You know, it's a little scanner. The ticket's got a barcode on the bottom. You just hold the barcode under the scanner. The scanner goes beep. And it waits a few seconds, and then it tells you if you're a winner or not. So, I dropped into the bodega, grabbed two bottles of Yarritos, both mandarin, of course. And while I was there, I thought, oh yes, I will check my ticket. So I walked over to the ticket checker, put the ticket under the scanning red LEDs, it went beep. And 2 seconds later, it told me I won. Yes, I won. What did I win? I won another ticket. It said, you win. You have won another 2x2 ticket. And I said to myself, that's not a win. That's a push. But that's fine. I like pushes. I like the push just as much as I like the win. A push is just as exciting for me as a win. Because I didn't lose. Remember, whenever you play any gambling game, there are two outcomes that are not bad for you. The win and the push. There's only one outcome that is bad for you. And that is the loss. But, you know, think of it however you want. So I pushed. So I said, yay, I pushed. And I took the ticket over to the lady behind the counter. And I said, hey, I'm a winner. And she said, yay. And she scanned the ticket into her magic lottery machine, which automatically made the computer generate me another ticket that I have right here in my hands. Free ticket. I love it when they say free ticket. Free ticket. Valid for one draw, and then there's a big number 9996006156289214269523. Yay! And I'm pretty excited about it because today my numbers are 18, 23, 13, and 16. Now, normally I would have wanted 17 and 23. Again, I didn't pick this, this is random, picked by the computer stuff. But I get weird stuff happening to me. So I do see 1823, those are my red numbers, and 1316, those are my white numbers. Hooray, hooray, gambling fever. So I will check the numbers again tonight to see if I won any more dollars. And I'll be doing it twice. Why? Because I actually have two lottery tickets for the same game I used my other coupon. While I was standing there, I thought maybe it's time to rock and roll, so I whipped out the other coupon, had the lady generate me another ticket, and this also one says free ticket. And my red numbers on this ticket are 03, 24, and my white numbers are 16 and 17. Okay, so yeah. Rock and roll. Isn't that right, baby dingins? I got the gambling fever. And I'm doing pretty good. I have spent no money. I have made no losses. And we have played one game, and we pushed. Now we got two more free tickets. We're ready to go. We're ready to have some gambling fun. We're going to win lots of money, Bingen. We're going to win money, Peppa. If we win money, I'm going to buy you another brush because you've been chewing up that brush. I'm going to get you a different one. And then I'm going to buy you some more kitty food. I'll buy you two giant bags of kitty food. Yeah, that'll be fun. So, I'm also... What's that unusual sound outdoors? That was weird. Don't know what that was. So I'm thinking, what other gambling games do I want to play? Well, we do have some casinos down on the river. I don't feel like paying the casino to let me gamble. What else do we have? Oh, we have Keno. Yeah, but I don't feel like paying the state to allow me to gamble. And of course, we've got various other lottery games, including scratch tickets. Technically speaking, I do know a place where there are some... What is that game called? There are some gambling machines. There's some new gray area gambling stuff going on in my town. It's very odd, but... And I don't know the exact story, but what are those stupid games called? I can't remember. These video machines, they're not video poker. And they're not video slots. They're this game that is ostensibly a skill game, but it's, let's face it, it's gambling. And I know where there's three of these machines very nearby in my neighborhood. I could be there in minutes, but being as I do not know how to play the game, and I'm not interested in sitting in front of a video screen to gamble, this is not anything I will be doing. So right now, my great gambling fever is basically working on these free bets. And if these pay off, if either of these bets pay, then I will take that money and I will also gamble it. And in that case, I might try to make a Keno run. But even still, to make a smart Keno run, to make a smart Keno bet, you need to... Keno, you don't really want to play. It's not that good. You're not getting good prices. It's not a fair game. Even if you win, you're not getting paid what you deserve. But still, if you want to make a run at Keno, the smart bet is there. There is a smart bet that you can make, and you have to play it long. Keno is a game of time. And the smartest thing to do, your minimum Keno bet needs to be about $60. And, you know, if I come up with a spare $60, okay, if these lottery tickets pay off millions of dollars, which I don't think they do, I think it's like tens of thousands of dollars. If I hit the big jackpot, yeah, maybe I'll take $60 and blow it on some more gambling, but other than that, I'm done. Although I have been thinking, Keno, maybe I'll just go in and make a $3 bet or a $1 bet. $1 bet. Regardless, my gambling fever has struck. I'm a gambling. And there's no way I can lose money because we do it the smart way. Yay! I'm having fun. And my cat's trying to sleep in the kitty pit. There's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. This pit is reserved for kitty business only. Yeah, you can pretend to be awake and roll around. Hi! Oh, you're going to be an otter? Are you doing your otter moves? Yeah, look at you. You're an otter. You're cracking open muscles on a rock on your chest as you float down the river. My cat is not an otter. Perhaps it's time for our musical interlude.
You know, when I got up this morning, I had this riff in my head. I woke up, I put my sweatshirt on because I was cold, and I started walking upstairs, and as I was going upstairs, I was going, no, and I thought, What is stuck in my head? What do I... Oh, it's Telstar. Yes, of course. Telstar. So that's what we're going to have to listen to today. And I think we're going to have to listen to, like, the Shadows play it. There's a lot of people out there playing Telstar. And we got to go with the Shadows. Thank you. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Shadows. Doing Telstar, their own very shadowy version of Telstar that was a little bit more guitar heavy. The Shadows, I love them. I don't know why, they're so terribly cheesy, but they're also so terribly cool. Sometimes they're being cool, sometimes they're not. I don't even know if they know. I don't think they do. This is the contradiction that is the Shadows. I'm not a big fan of Cliff Richard, but I do love the Shadows. And, man, if you're going to do it, do it like the Shadows. I mean, come on. Oh, that reminds me. I saw something cool last night. I saw this video of this guy playing an unusual musical instrument. It looked like a lap steel guitar. And so I thought, oh, what is this that he's playing? It was a lap steel guitar, but he put benders on it. He actually put two string benders on it so he could get effects like a slide, like a pedal steel guitar. It was really cool. It was on the, oh, now I got to think of stupid strings. It was a B bender and what would this string be? I guess G. There were benders on both the G and the B strings. It was awesome, but we're not going to listen to that because I know that you probably aren't going to like it. So instead, we're going to go with one of my favorites that I know that you will love too, Renai Circulation.
Bye.
Yes, Renai Circulation by Hana Kanazawa. I needed that sugary sweetness to help kick off my day. I love that song. I don't know why. It goes with a dance. If you don't know the dance, look it up. Renai Circulation on YouTube. I was doing the dance. I don't know what you were doing other than listening to the Dubious Dancing Bear Committee, a show that airs every single day. At 1930 UTC, I want to thank you for listening. Tune in tomorrow for more weird and wacky stuff, because, you know, it'll be a Saturday show. And as for me, I got to eat and do some more gambling, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.